Good morning, church. Today I start the last week of our meditations for 2021. This week we're looking at a few selected verses in Proverbs 18. Today we're looking at verses 6 to 8, which has something to say about the wrong words we speak and the consequences of those words. So let's read the text, Proverbs 18, 6 to 8. A fool's lips bring him strife, and his mouth invites a beating. A fool's mouth is his undoing, and his lips are a snare to his soul. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to a man's inmost parts. The writer highlights how we get ourselves into trouble by not watching what we say. Sometimes we truly invite being beaten up because of the stupid things we do say. Well, we may not get beaten up in the church, but that is no guarantee that the rest of humanity will not beat us up. Fools are plagued with selfish attitudes and sinful speech. Notice the depth of their depravity in these verses, how they think and speak. Those who are wise or wish to be wise need to be on guard at all times, lest they fall into the same sinful patterns. We are really challenged not to be antisocial in the words we speak. People who think only of themselves, who are selfish and self-sufficient, unfriendly and antisocial, are fools, very foolish. They are foolish because they withdraw and separate themselves from others in order to satisfy their self-serving desires. For example, some people withdraw when they are offended. Some withdraw when they do not get their way. Some withdraw when they do not agree on every detail with another person or organization. And some withdraw when they do not want to sacrifice or give to others. Any number of excuses can be given by an individual who wants to isolate himself or herself from others. No matter the excuse, withdrawing from others and living an isolated life is foolish behavior. Being antisocial may also apply to a person who is divisive and quick to end relationships over petty matters. This is most unwise, and it simply defies sound judgment. Unfriendly people are quick to sever relationships, marriages, friendships, business associations, and even church involvement. In contrast, those who are wise build good relationships with others. They realize that stronger relationships strengthen them and their church community, their city, and the nation. And great damage has been done to the body of Christ and to the spreading of the gospel because of divisions among believers in Christ. And many of those believers are the result of wrong words being spoken. The foolish have little desire to listen to others or learn from them. They really want to impress people with what they have to say. In reality, though, they are ill-mannered and closed-minded. They have no patience for understanding how others think or feel, and this makes them arrogant and unpleasant to be around, for they believe they know more than others, and their opinions are the ones that really matter. When they are not the center of attention, and their ideas are not followed, they're likely to sulk or get angry and separate themselves from the group. A well-known 20th century pastor who built one of America's largest ministries referred to the departure of some people from his church as blessed subtractions. Even though wicked people may contribute to an organization, the baggage they carry weighs far more than the benefits they offer. The speech of fools is their biggest problem. Their senseless, uncontrolled words can cause their destruction. If they could only keep their mouths shut, they would save themselves a lot of trouble and perhaps even be regarded as wise. It is unwise, uncontrolled words that destroy the fool. Proverbs 18:8 says, "The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to a man's inmost parts." Just as unhealthy food is digested and absorbed into a person's vital organs, so gossip penetrates their spirits and corrupts their attitudes. What is often overlooked is this fact. Both the gossipers and the people who feed on gossip are defiled. In Leviticus 19:16, we read this: "Do not spread slanderous gossip among your people. Do not stand idly by when your neighbor's life is threatened. I am the Lord." So God is really anti-gossip in a big way. And so the primary message of this set of Proverbs is straightforward. We should avoid the selfish attitudes and sinful words that hinder our relationship with others. To the contrary, we should love one another. So today, let's try and be more careful with our choice of words. Have a great day.